Good morning, wherever you're listening or viewing, around Australia and around the world, and welcome to ABC Radio and Television's coverage of the 2013 Anzac Day Dawn Service at the Australian War Memorial here in Canberra. I'm Louise Maher. In a few moments, a roll of drums will signal the beginning of this service of prayers, poems and hymns in honour of the Australians who've taken part in armed conflicts and peacekeeping missions. In particular, this ceremony is a way of remembering over 100,000 Australians who have died on military duty. This morning's service will be led by Senior Chaplain Barry Yesberg from the Royal Australian Navy. The Master of Ceremonies is Ross Simons. We'll hear the band of the Royal Military College Duntroon and the voices of the assembled choirs. The tradition of the Dawn Service grows from the landing at Gallipoli. On this day and at this hour, 98 years ago, the forces of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps were preparing a sunrise assault on Turkish territory in the strategically important Dardanelles. The campaign was, in the end, a failure, and 8,000 Australian lives were lost. But in 1915, the story of Anzac caught the public imagination, and despite actions later in the First World War that were both more successful and more costly, it was the anniversary of that first Gallipoli landing that became the focus of how we honour our servicemen and women. Each year, thousands gather here on the parade ground in front of the familiar dome of the Australian War Memorial, and thousands are here again this morning under an almost full moon. It's a still, quiet, cold morning. We have heard excerpts from war diaries and letters, some read by Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith. For the last 15 minutes, though, it has been quiet. Now, on ABC Radio and Television around Australia and internationally, the 2013 Anzac Day Dawn Service from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra.
Good morning and welcome to the Australian War Memorial on this, the 98th anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli. I'm Ross Simons. We welcome Her Excellency Professor Marie Bashir, the Administrator of the Government of the Commonwealth of Australia. The Governor-General is currently representing Australia overseas. We welcome veterans and their families, members of the Diplomatic Corps, members of the Australian Defence Force, and our viewers and listeners on ABC and Sky News, to the Dawn Service, which is being held on the parade ground in front of the Australian War Memorial here in Canberra, where it's 5:30 and the sun has not yet risen. Ladies and gentlemen, a catafalque party provided by Australia's Federation Guard is mounted at the Stone of Remembrance. The catafalque party consists of a commander and four members. These members represent the Royal Australian Navy, the Australian Army, and the Royal Australian Air Force. We assemble this way every year, symbolically close to the time the first Anzacs, young men from Australia and New Zealand, landed on a Turkish beach during the First World War. We gather to honour their bravery, their courage, their selfless comradeship, and their sacrifice under the most awful conditions. These were the men who created for their homelands the spirit of Anzac, a spirit that gives us pride in who we are and sets the standard for our defence forces today, a spirit that's being upheld in a number of conflicts around the world. Today, we remember the Anzacs of 1915 and all those who followed in their footsteps. We especially remember those who gave their lives, those who gave their good health, and those who grieve for them. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand now and join in the singing of the hymn, O Valiant Hearts.
Through dust or
wreaths will now be laid at the Stone of Remembrance, symbolising the unity of Anzac. One for Australia, to be placed by Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parnell, representing the ACT branch of the Returned and Services League of Australia, and one for New Zealand, to be placed by Commodore Ross Smith, Defence Advisor from the New Zealand High Commission. The lament will be played by Detective Sergeant Stephen Ladd from the Australian Federal Police. The Anzac dedication will now be delivered by Mr. John King, President of the ACT branch of the Returned and Services League of Australia.
At this hour, on this day, 98 years ago, the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps at Gallipoli made immortal the name of Anzac and established an imperishable tradition of selflessness, service, of devotion to duty, and of fighting for all that is best in human relationships. We who are gathered here today in this dawn vigil remember with gratitude the men and women who have given and are still giving in our armed and supporting services, all that is theirs to give, in order that the world may be a nobler place in which to live. And with them, we remember those left behind to bear the sorrow of their loss. Let us therefore dedicate ourselves to taking up the burdens of the fallen, and with the same high courage and steadfastness with which they went into battle, set our hands to the task they left unfinished. Let us dedicate ourselves to the service of the ideals for which they died. Let us, with God's help, give our utmost to make the world what they would have wished it to be, a better and happier place for all of its people, through whatever means are open to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand now as Senior Chaplain Barry Yesberg leads us in prayer.
Please join me in prayer. In the quiet of this moment, let us draw close to Him who hears prayer. Let us remember that He listens more to our hearts than our words, and that we are objects of His love. May the God of all grace so cleanse our hearts and order our minds that we shall be open to His touch, before whom we bow in reverence and respect this morning. Prayer for our country. Lord God, bless our homeland Australia. Grant that it may always be worthy of the great benefits You have bestowed upon it. May our service for our country be worthy of its true greatness, so that Australia may be able to take its place in preserving peace on earth and in protecting against violent and unjust aggression those who are unable to protect themselves. For the Australian Defence Force, Lord our God, we thank you for the service and sacrifice of all who have made possible the freedom we enjoy and the heritage we have been given. We commend to you all who now serve in the Defence Force of our nation. Shelter them when in danger, and in time of peace, keep them from all evil. For we in uniform, we pray that you will help us to persevere in loyalty and courage, and grant us to be worthy of those who have gone before us. And I invite you to pray with me what we commonly know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join in singing the hymn, Abide With Me. Ladies and gentlemen, the ode will now be recited by Mr. Peter Collis, Deputy President of the ACT branch of the Returned and Services League of Australia. The ode will be followed by the last post, then a minute's silence, and then the reveille.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
lest we forget.
Junior legatee Nikita Amrain will now recite an extract from the poem In Flanders Field. In Flanders Field was written by John McCrae, a Canadian Army doctor who died during the First World War in France.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
The Dawn Service address will now be delivered by Senior Chaplain Barry Yesberg.
A sign in the Australian War Memorial behind me quotes a bereaved family in 1943 as saying, "The pain the war caused is incalculable." Today we are remembering the sacrifice of many through war. This sacrifice by the people of Australia in war may mean death, injury, living with the experience of war service, or caring for those impacted by war. Those who survive a war and return to life in Australia can have physical, emotional, mental, moral, or spiritual wounds, which must not be ignored. Families have to live with these veterans and their wounds and should be honoured as we do those who go to war. On the 25th April 1915, Australian and New Zealand troops landed at Gallipoli and endeavoured to scale the cliffs above the beachhead to fight against Turkish soldiers who were mounting a defence of their country. While both groups were suffering the unimaginable horrors and trauma and injury that we remember this day at dawn, the Australian submarine A2, or the Silent Anzac, found itself behind enemy lines in the Dardanelles. As they transited through that area, they had to dodge mines, which they could not see, because they did not have the technology that we have today. The 25th April being a Sunday, and with mines scraping down the sides of the boat as they transited through the straits, the CO led the crew in prayer. 5 days after transiting the straits, As the first Allied vessel to do so, the AE-2 was attacked and badly damaged. The 32 crew scuttled her and became prisoners of war. One of the crew members who survived this experience as a prisoner of war was from Fremantle in Western Australia. He arrived home in February 1919 after being released. His eyesight began to fail due to his wartime experiences before he finally went blind. Although disabled, he was the last of the AE-2 crew to die, and that was in 1983 at the age of 92. He said, concerning their time as POWs, prisoners of war, "Then began a life for us that I don't think, if we had known what was ahead, that one of us would have left the boat. We were released 3.5 years later, leaving 4 of our number behind." This submariner and his family sacrificed much because of his war experience. Can you imagine what this fellow's wife must have gone through as he went blind? I'm sure she had many hopes and dreams and goals when they were married. And as he lost his vision, these may have diminished as they had to adjust their lifestyle. Everyday Australians go off to war or into various operations and activities that enable the protection of our national interests. In our recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've had 39 die and many more wounded, as we've heard read this morning. In the overall figures of Australians at war, we would find approximately 102,800 dying and approximately 225,800 wounded in some form. Each of these was or is a member of a family. Today, as we pause to remember the events of nearly 100 years ago, let us remember those of any wars who have died, returned home, or who are still on active service somewhere in the world or on our borders. Today, we should honour the sacrifice of the families of these veterans and serving personnel. They often carry a burden of grief, care, worry for their loved ones that's not always appreciated. They will remember today, maybe here at this memorial, maybe at other memorials and services across Australia, or indeed the world, and through media like this morning. Jesus Christ, the example of sacrifice and of putting a life on the line in death and in life, is quoted in the Bible as saying words that are often quoted on Anzac Day. "This is my command, love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends." Let us remember today all who have put their lives on the line in war, especially their families, who, like the AE-2 veterans' family and the family quoted in the sign in the Australian War Memorial and many others, have had their lives changed due to the loved one's war service. Let them be honoured. And in our thoughts and prayers this day, we will remember them.
Thank you, Senior Chaplain Yesberg. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please now stand for our final hymn this morning, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." That'll be followed by the benediction and finally the national anthem. Thank you.
As we draw to a close, let me pronounce the benediction or the blessing. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour every person. Love and serve God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always, and particularly in this day. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Catafalque Party will now dismount the Stone of Remembrance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the dawn service, but could you please remain in position until the official party has departed the dais.
You have been listening to the ABC broadcast of the Anzac Day dawn service at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. I'm Louise Maher. The thousands of people here attending in the cold morning air will start leaving now, some placing a poppy on the tomb of the unknown soldier or at the Roll of Honour. At 6:30, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Veterans and Services Association will be hosting the Anzac Day Indigenous Commemoration Ceremony at the Indigenous Memorial on Mount Ainslie, just behind the War Memorial. And of course, many people will be back here at the memorial for the national ceremony, including the Anzac Day Veterans March, which begins at 10:15 a.m. That will be led by the Royal Australian Army Chaplains, commemorating 100 years of service. Dr. Brendan Nelson, the new director of the Australian War Memorial, will give the commemorative address. It's under his directorship that changes to the dawn service have been introduced this year, including the projection of images throughout the night on the walls of the memorial. That started at midnight, and we saw photos of Australian servicemen and women, and also the names of iconic battlefields projected onto the walls of the memorial. From 4:30 this morning, excerpts from Australian war diaries and letters were read out here to the crowd. And at 5 o'clock, Ben Robert Smith, one of our VC recipients, read some very moving and emotional accounts from from servicemen and women in Afghanistan. Dr. Nelson has been keen to highlight the service of men and women in Afghanistan and the experiences of those who've served in Iraq, East Timor and the Solomon Islands. And you may know too, he's also changed the simple closing ceremony each day at the memorial. It's now called the Last Post Ceremony and includes the singing of the national anthem, the playing of the Last Post, recitation of the ode, and a reading of the story of the people named on the roll of honour. Today, at 5 o'clock, today on Anzac Day, the story of Major Blair Swanell of the 1st Battalion, 1st AIF, who died on the first day of the Gallipoli campaign 1998 years ago today. That story will be read out at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's been a chilly morning here in Canberra, the temperature hovering around zero, but an absolutely beautiful morning, still with the moon hanging above us, and now the sun starting to rise, the gum tree silhouetted against the morning sky. Thank you for being with us this morning.